Welcome to The Flash, World Edition. Today's episode shines a light on pressing issues that have surfaced across the globe, from the United Nations' demand for an investigation into the discovery of mass graves in Gaza, to a significant counterterrorism operation in Sydney, and finally, the United States' historic $95 billion foreign aid package aiming to offer pivotal assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Stay tuned as we delve into these developments, uncovering the facts and implications behind these headlines. Let's start with a shocking revelation from Gaza that has sparked international uproar. Sean, can you unfold the details for us?
Certainly, Wendy. The United Nations has made a pressing appeal for a comprehensive and credible investigation into the disturbing unearthing of mass graves at two significant hospitals in Gaza, post-raids by Israeli forces. This call surfaces after grave discoveries at Shifa Medical Center and Nasser Hospital. Volker Türk, head of the UN Human Rights Office, expressed shock over the demolitions and the mass graves found post the withdrawal of Israeli forces.
Such an event is bound to have major repercussions.
Absolutely. The U.S. State Department has called the reports incredibly troubling and is in dialogue with Israeli authorities for clarity. The Israeli military, on their part, claims they treated the bodies with respect, asserting the exhumation was to locate the remains of hostages taken by Hamas. But with Palestinian civil defense uncovering 283 bodies at a site within Khan Yunis's main hospital, the issue escalates.
How has the international community reacted to these findings?
The global reaction has been one of alarm and calls for immediate actions, Wendy. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor is prioritizing investigation into potential crimes by both Hamas militants and Israeli forces. There's an urgent demand for ceasefire and enhanced protection for medical facilities. The over 34,000 reported Palestinian fatalities magnify the devastating impact of this ongoing conflict.
This indeed highlights the tragic complexity of the situation. What's next in the investigation phase?
The UN is adamant about the necessity for independent investigations and access to the sites of these mass graves to fully comprehend the scope of what transpired and to ensure accountability. It's a situation that begs for transparency and justice for those affected.
Moving on to a serious turn of events in Sydney, Australia, following a spine-chilling incident. Lester, you've been following the story. What happened?
In the wake of a stabbing at a Sydney church, Australian police have detained seven juveniles and carried out multiple raids. These actions are part of a larger counterterrorism operation focusing on a group with a violent extremist ideology. This is a significant moment showing the pervasive issue of homegrown radicalization and how it's confronted.
Stabbing a bishop during a service is horrific. Was there anticipation of more attacks?
There wasn't evidence of specific plans for further attacks, suggesting this was a preemptive move to interrupt potential threats. It's also brought up important discussions on the intersection of radicalization and mental health, given the attacker's background.
What's the significance of this operation for Australia?
It's a clear sign of a strategy shift towards preventing attacks through early intervention and surveillance. Community leaders, especially from the Lebanese Muslim community in Sydney, have highlighted the focus on radicalization, not religion. This incident, along with the response, stresses the need for nuanced approaches to domestic terrorism.
Lastly, let's discuss a monumental move by the United States with a foreign aid package that's making headlines. Rachel, what can you tell us?
The U.S. Senate has passed a significant $95 billion foreign aid package with substantial assistance allocated to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. This bipartisan effort underlines the U.S.'s strategic commitments. $61 billion goes to Ukraine, highlighting the desperate need for replenishing its arsenal and enhancing long-range capabilities amidst the ongoing conflict with Russia.
That's a considerable sum. What about the allocations for Israel and the Indo-Pacific?
Israel is set to receive $26 billion amidst heightened security challenges. whereas $8 billion is directed towards the Indo-Pacific to counter China's rising influence. The package also includes sanctions on Russia, China, and Iran, and controversially, mandates TikTok's divestiture from ByteDance unless it faces a U.S. ban. An ambitious package indeed. How is it being received politically? There's significant bipartisan support, but not without criticism, particularly from some Republicans who question the prioritization of foreign aid over domestic issues in the face of soaring national debt. Nevertheless, it marks a pivotal moment in U.S. foreign policy, reflecting a commitment to global stability and the challenges of maintaining strategic and fiscal balance. As we conclude this episode of The Flash World, today's discussions have illuminated the intricate web of global politics and security concerns. From the harrowing discovery in Gaza, the strategic counterterrorism efforts in Sydney, to the U.S.'s substantial foreign aid package, these stories underscore the ongoing challenges and the relentless pursuit of peace and stability. Remember, it's our collective responsibility to stay informed and engaged. Knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thank you for joining us.